No, we could start with a song, but I can't sing.
我们可以开始唱歌，但是我唱得不好。
So we start with prayer.
所以我们用祷告来开始。
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity of fellowship together.
主，我们再次感谢你给我们再次的机会彼此相交。
And we pray that in this time our fellowship with one another would be increased and multiplied.
我们祷告说，这个相交的时间在这个时候能够加增。
And we pray, Lord, that we would know the bonds that unite your children together.
我们能够经历到你自己从你哪里来的爱跟合一，维系我们彼此弟兄姊妹们的关系。
And not just the bonds that unite us with one another, but with yourself also.
不单指弟兄姊妹彼此的关系，并且这个关系是在你里头跟你的关系。
So we commit our time to you with thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name.
所以主啊，我们把我们的时间交在你的手中，用感恩的心交在你手中，奉主耶稣的名祷告。阿门。
We have only a couple of questions.
我们有一两条的问题。
And we could, do you like to read this or summarize this?
是中文发的，所以我就把它大概读一读了。你有弟兄保罗说，攻克己身，说到人自律得胜，得冠冕的生活需要付代价，可我们又被教导说，人无法靠自己的努力得胜。那么过得胜的生活，到底需不需要攻克己身、自律、付代价呢？昨天讲到training， 那么人如果人需要有自律的生活，这是否属于人的努力呢？是神不喜悦的呢？所以对人的工圣灵的工作和人的配合好像有一点不清楚了，我觉得。
Just a bit of summarizing.
Basically, last night we talk about the self-discipline and talk about Paul how to discipline his body. So, on the other hand, we are taught that we can't use our own strength and effort to please God, to be overcoming. So, when we talk about self-discipline when we talk about overcoming, live an overcoming life, do we need to self-discipline or pay a cost? So in terms of the human effort and the work of the Holy Spirit, these two things is a bit not very clear for me. Basically, this is the question.
When we think about the law, how does the law work? What do we mean by legalism or being under the law?
当我们想到律法，究竟是什么是律法呢？当我们提到律法主义，其实是什么意思呢？
So if we were to draw a picture, we'd do something like this.
我们用一个图画来表达一下。
This is me.
这个是我。
And this is law.
上面所写的就是律法。
And law places a demand upon me.
这是律法给我一个要求，我呢就要满足这个律法的要求。
Now, where is Christ here?
在这个里头有基督在那里呢？
Where is his death and his resurrection here?
基督的死跟复活在这里，是不是在这里呢？在那里呢？
It's not there at all.
根本基督不在其中的。
This is the law saying, be righteous.
这个律法说你们要正义行义，这个要求完全是加在我身上的。
And what is the result?
那个结果是什么呢？
I cannot fulfill the law.
我不能够满足律法的要求。
Now, what do we mean by law?
我们说律法是什么意思呢？
We mean that demand to be righteous, to be able to be accepted by God.
就是说，这个要求我能够做到某一些事情，满足律法的要求，叫我能够因此被神接纳。
So the natural way for any person to live is to live this way.
天然的人一般来讲都是这样来生活的。
But this way is death.
但是这样的情况是死亡来的。
And all the religions of the world are basically working like this.
世界上所有的宗教都是这样运作的。
You know, you have to do certain things.
就是说你要做某一些事情。
And if you do them, then there'll be some result.
如果你能够做得到，那么你就会给带给你一些后果了。
But this is not the gospel.
但是这并不是福音。
The gospel concerns the death of the Lord Jesus.
福音是关联到主耶稣基督的死跟复活的。
And in the death of the Lord Jesus, I die.
在主耶稣的死里头，我死了。是比较有挑战性，不是很容易的。基督。
Now the gospel has come.
现在呢，福音来了。
Now the Lord Jesus has died.
现在主耶稣已经死了
and he is risen again.
已经复活了
and I have been placed in Christ.
我是被放在基督里头
and that sinful person who could not keep the law has died in Christ.
这个有罪的人他不能够满足律法的要求已经在基督里头死了
Nevertheless, I live.
但是呢我又活了
I am here.
我现在是活着的在这里
But the thing now is that he lives in me.
但现在呢，那个事情就是说，这位基督在我里头活着。
So we have been joined.
所以这个我跟基督呢，就联合在一起了。
His life has become my life.
他的生命成为我的生命。
On the grounds of his righteousness, I have been accepted by the Lord.
因着他的义，我就被神接纳了。
Now I need to learn to live a different life from this life.
我需要现在学过一个新的生，用一个新的生命过一个新的生活，是跟以前那个完全不同的。
I am in Christ.
我现在是在基督里头。
I never go back to this.
我从此就再不回到原来的那个道路上。
Jesus Christ has delivered me from the law.
基督已经把我从律法底下释放出来了。
He has become my life and my righteousness.
他就成为我的生命，并且成为我的义。
So now it's completely different.
所以现在是完全不同的。
Now I have to learn something.
现在我需要学习一些。
I have to learn how.To know the Spirit's life living out through me.
我现在要学习这个在我里头属灵的生命从基督来的，怎样通过我这个人呢活出来。
But what hinders the Spirit's life from being lived out by me?
但是什么是难阻这个里头的属灵的生命活出来呢？
What hinders it is that selfishness or that self that still is with me.
就是这个自我中心，这个自我啊，仍旧好像在我里头的，跟我一起的。
So you know, we draw the picture like this. We say, this is a man.
比方说，我们用这个图画表达，这个是人，一个人。
And we say spirit.
在最里头是灵，人的灵，然后人的魂，然后人的身体。
This is only a diagram.
It's 就是一个, 图表。
But it's to help us understand.
但这个可能可以帮助我们明白的。
The way we naturally live is that we are mostly controlled by our body, and then we are controlled by our soul.
那么基本上我们的生活呢，活出来呢，我们的魂呢是被我们的身体所影响，我们的那个魂呢也影就控制我们的灵的。
But the Holy Spirit has come into our spirit.
但是圣灵呢，现在来到我们的灵里头。
And we want the Holy Spirit's life to be leading us and filling us.
现在呢，我们就要让这一位圣灵呢，领导我们的生活。
So we've got to do something and say, I'm not going to be dominated by my body. I want to be led by the Spirit.
所以现在我们就说，我们再不要让我们的身体主宰我们，带领我们做身体要我们做的事情，但是呢，我们要让圣灵来引导我们。
I don't want my pride and my ego to be what drives me and makes me make my choices. I want to be led by the Spirit.
我再不要让我魂里头的骄傲，我自己的自我来推使我，操纵我去做我的这个魂这样的要去做，乃是被圣灵来引导我做决定。
And this is where the discipline and the training are involved.
这样呢，就是我们需要这个训练跟那个操练。
We are not coming back to this ever, ever, ever.
我们再不要回到那个律法跟我这个关系里头了。
We are not going back to the place where I am trying to please God by myself and be something special.
我们再不要回到那个就是凭我们自己来取悦赢得神的接纳这个光景。
What we are doing is saying, I am saying, body, stand aside, I am going to listen to the Spirit, not you.
现在我们就说，我的身体啊，靠边站，现在我就不学习不听你了，我要学习听圣灵的引导。
So you know, it's a cold winter's morning.
所以你知道吗？这个很冷、很寒冷的冬天里头。
And we've got the covers up under our chin.
我们有背包、背铺盖到我们很舒服的。
And it's so good in bed.
在床上是这么的舒服。
What does the body want to do?
我的身体想做什么呢
？Curl up.And sleep.
继续的安温暖的睡着。
But then you say, no, I have a better plan.
但是你说呢，不啊，我有一个更好的计划。
I have a desire and a hunger for life, eternal life.
我对那个永生、永恒的生命有一个渴慕，有一个饥渴。
So body, move.
所以我的身体啊，靠边站，你要起来。
We are going to listen to the Lord now, not sleep.
我们现在要听主的，不是来睡觉。
I'm not trying to be righteous.
我不是这样做，就是我是义了。
I know I'm not righteous.
我知道我是不义的。
I know that I'm saved.
我知道我已经被拯救了。
I know that I'm the Lord's.
我知道我已经属于主了。
I know that I've been received because of what Jesus Christ has done.
我知道我已经被神接纳了，因着主耶稣所成功的救赎。
What I'm doing is removing the hindrances to being able to know Him truly and fully.
我现在来是个做个决定呢，要挪去那些难阻，难阻我真实更多的认识主耶稣。
And if I do that, I will have the opportunity to listen to the Lord.To speak to the Lord and to know Him more and more, gradually, gradually increasing in understanding and knowing Him.
当我这样做的时候，我就能够更多的学习，去学习听圣灵的声音，他的引导，越来越学习认识主耶稣。
Now, one of the questions we had was, what about the scribes and Pharisees? Weren't they disciplining themselves? Weren't they training themselves?
有另外一个有关的问题，就是说。那么那些法利赛人是怎样呢？是不是他们也是在训练自己呢？但是却成了法利赛人呢？
But the point is not discipline and training by themselves.
所以问题我们所讲到的训练呢，不是靠我们自己来训练自己。
Because the Pharisees certainly disciplined themselves to try and please God out of their own efforts.
法利赛人真的是要凭着他们自己去满足律法的要求，尝试去满足神的要求。
But they failed.
但是他们是完全失败的。
Jesus told them plainly how much they had failed.
主耶稣很清楚的、很白的告诉他们，你们是完全的失败了。
And no amount of discipline
根本,
will transform you into the person that pleases God.
你们这样自律、这样的训练自己都没有路，是完全不能够讨神的喜欢的。
But the discipline which says, body, not you first, I'm going to listen to the Spirit, that's completely different.
但是那个训练说，身体啊，我们不要学习不听你，乃要听圣灵。
It's on a different foundation.
是在一个不同的一个根基里头。
And it's for an entirely different purpose.
并且为着一个完完全全不同的目的的。
You know, if an athlete is competing,
你知道如果一个运动员他是比赛的时候,
you know, he doesn't get a prize for training.
他不会为着自己的训练得做一个奖赏的。
But he's training for a purpose.
乃是受训练为着一个目的的。
We are not trying to impress God by being disciplined.
我们不是用我们的训练来叫神好像觉得我们
But we are trying to make room for the Spirit and to be able to hear Him.
我们乃是让路，让圣灵在我们中间有路，让他来训练我们。
Did we answer that? Okay. We have another question, which is, how do you live with a legalistic family or legalistic family members, and how do you face
often self-righteous attitude?
How do I face my frequently self-righteous attitude?
另外一个问题就是如何与律法主义的家人相处，如何面对常常质疑的观念。
You know, if you're a believer and you're living in a difficult household,
如果你是个信主的人，但是你在一个艰难的家里头生活,
you should really thank the Lord.
你真的需要为此感谢神。
Because this is a wonderful opportunity for you.
因为这个是对你来讲是个非常奇妙美好的机会。
This is a gift from God.
这是神的恩赐。
This is God saying, this will be a blessing for you. I know how to sanctify this person. I know how to help this person.
因为神要借助这一个环境呢，来帮助这个人来成长。
That difficulty is an opportunity for you to really find the Lord and to grow.
因为这个处境真是一个好的机会，在里头找到神要你学的功课，找到主在你身上的路。
So when you're accused falsely,
如果你是被误会来被定罪或者指责的时候，
when you're blamed for things you didn't do,
如果你没有做些事情，但是你的家人埋怨你说你是要负这个责任的时候，
you can learn a lot about from your reaction to that.
你就能够通过你怎样回应这一些诬告来学习了。
You know, how dare you say that to me?
你可以说，你怎敢这样对我说，怎样定我的罪？
And you learn about your selfishness, you learn about your pride, you learn about how good you think you are.
通过这个反应，你就知道自己原来是多么的骄傲，你是多么的自义的，多么的自我中心的。
And that's really a privilege.
所以这个是个特权。
Because when you see it, you can lay it down.
因为当你看见你自己的本相的时候，你就要放下了。
So the scripture tells us what to do in those cases.
所以圣经告诉我们，在这些处境里头，我们应该怎样去回应或者面对呢？
You know, when we read in 1 Peter, it says, you know, if you suffer for righteousness' sake, you're blessed.
彼得前书告诉我们，如果你们是为义受苦的，应该以为大喜了。
And rather than trying to argue with somebody, let them see the quality of your life.
与其跟对方来争辩，不如让他们看见你的生命，你怎样活出来。This
is very good for children with their parents as well.
对于小孩子呢，也是很好的。
My mother keeps telling me to do this. My father is so annoying.
我的爸爸是这样的厌烦。
Well, you have this opportunity.
诶, 你就有这个机会了。
To shine at home.
在家里头发光。
To be an example in your home.
在你家里头成为一个好榜样。
Let no one despise your youth.
以致别人不会轻看你的年轻。
But be an example to the believers.
乃是做圣徒的榜样。
And you say, but that's difficult.
但是你说这个很难哦。
Yeah, it may be a little bit difficult.
是可能是有一点困难,
and you won't be perfect on the first day.
你不会第一天就完美了,
but you're not expecting to be perfect on the first day.
但是你也不会期望说你第一天就完全学懂了。
You say, I want the Spirit to train me.
但是你可以说, 我要我想请圣灵来训练我。
And to teach me how to live the life that will be a witness in this home.
来教导我怎样在这个家里头成为一个美好的见证。
And so gradually, your life and your behavior changes.
所以慢慢的你的生命、你的生活表现呢就被改变了。
And your mother opens the door to your bedroom.
然后你妈妈有一天把你的卧房的门打开了。
And she's shocked.
她就很惊讶了。
It's tidy.
这么的整齐。
I can't believe it.
我不能够相信。
What happened?
发生什么事?
A life gradually changing.
一个生命慢慢的被改变了。No
longer standing on my rights.
不再站在我自己的权益或者权利里头。
But wanting to show the love of God any way that they can.
乃是在什么的环境里头都愿意把神的爱来彰显出来。
You know, aren't we blessed to have a husband or a wife?
我们有一个丈夫或者妻子是不是很蒙福呢?
Because don't they often annoy us?
是不是他们常常叫我们感觉很厌烦讨厌呢?
And don't they often expose us?
并且他们常常去暴露我们的问题呢?
And don't we often get angry with them?
我们是不是常常因为他们来觉得很愤怒呢?
And frustrated?
或者很辛苦、很难过、很不快乐呢?
What a blessing!
是多么的一个祝福啊！
Now I can see the areas where I need to bring that I need to bring to the Lord.
现在我看见我生命里头有一些地方，我需要把它带到圣灵面前。
Now I've got daily training from the Lord right in my home. How convenient!
现在我每天都有这个学习的机会跟状况，让圣灵来带领我、教导我，是多么的方便去学习。
So these are the blessings of the Lord.
这是神给我们的祝福。
These are the opportunities for us to shine.
这是给我们学习为主发光的机会。
Nothing has gone wrong.
没有什么事情是摆错位置的。
We approach these problems as one who is trying to learn to play an instrument.
我们面对这些困难就带着个心态，就是说我们现在要来学习这个新的乐器。
It'll take some time.
要花一点时间,
but gradually, what today seems impossible will become natural.
慢慢，今天觉得是没可能的，但是有一天我们就很自然去按着主的心意去反应了。
The Holy Spirit is a very good teacher.
我们的圣灵是个非常好的老师。If
you're self-righteous,
如果你自义,
if you think you're good,
如果你觉得自己很好,
if you think you've got very much, you know, and you can boast of it,
如果你觉得你都蛮好的，你可以自夸了,
then I think you need to ask the Lord to show you your sin.
那么到这个情况呢，我相信你要去求主启示你自己的罪给你。
And I challenge you to do that.
我向你挑战你这样做。
Truly, ask Him, Lord. Show me my sin.
真实的、诚实的跟主说，主啊，把我的罪向我显明。
And you can expect that in a short time you're going to see something that you are really going to be afraid of.
不会很久，很快你就要来到一个情况，发现你一些的罪呢，叫你觉得很可怕的。
And that should help your self-righteousness.
这个会帮助你面对你的质疑。
The Scripture does not exaggerate when it talks about human sin.
当圣经讲到人类的罪的时候，是没有夸张的。
But remember, we have this heart of stone.
但是你记得我们的心是个石头的心。
By nature, we don't feel it.
我们的本性对这个罪没有感觉的。
We justify ourselves.
我们并且呢为自己找借口，觉得自己是好人。
Instead of confessing what's true.
与其我们真实的去承认那个真理。
So we have another question.
我们有另外一个问题。
How do you define vision?
你怎样去定义异象呢？
Now, we talked about this in our group yesterday.
我们昨天在我们小组们谈到这个。
What does a man with vision look like?
一个人他有异象的一个人呢，他会怎样的样子呢？
Well, you know, you can know about things.
你能够知道一些东西事情。
But when you know about them, you just kind of shrug and say, so what?
你知道某一些事情，你就说是啊，有什么大不了呢？
But when you see something, then it has a much deeper impression upon you.
但是如果你们看见一个事情，一个东西，有一个比较很深的印象在你心里头的。
So when we use the word see, we don't mean literally seeing with our eyes.
所以当我们说看异象，不是说用我们的肉眼去看见一些东西。
And we don't mean having a vision like a dream or something like that.
我们也不是讲到好像一个梦的异象这样。
But we mean knowing something in a deeply personal and real way.
那是讲到你认识一些事情还是很深的在你里头，在一个很真实的认识。
Now, you know, Shanghai is a big city.
你知道上海呢是个大的城市。
There are millions of people living there.
在里头有好几千万的人在里头。
I know that.
我知道。
But I've never been to Shanghai.
我没有去过上海。
But if I went to Shanghai,
但是如果我真的去了上海呢?
And I saw just how big a city it is,
我就看,这个城市是多么的大。
Then the impression upon me of that, the size of that city would be so different.
所以这个,我看见这个大的上海这个印象呢,比起我没有看见只是知道呢,两个完全不同的情况。
So it's like that.
就好像这样。
You know, we might know something.
你知道我们可以知道一些事情。
I knew about the death of the Lord Jesus before I was a Christian.
我成为基督徒之前，我已经知道主耶稣的死亡了。
But I said, why do they have to keep talking about it?
但是我就问，为什么人常常谈到这个？
Okay, enough.
够了，不需要再谈了。
You know, I knew it.
你看见吗？我知道。
But I hadn't seen it.
但是我没有真实的看见。
But when I saw,That makes all the difference.
但是当我真实的看见耶稣的死的时候，整个都完全不同了。
So then my life changes.
我的生命被改变了。
What does a man with vision look like?
一个带有异象的人，他会像怎样呢？
Look around you. There are quite a few.
你周围看看，有好些人，他们是有异象的。
Men and women with vision.
男男女女有异象的。
What makes them different?
是什么叫他们跟别人不同呢？
Why do they care so much?
他们关心一些事情，为什么关心这些事情这么多呢？
Why are they willing to be inconvenienced and all those things? Why?
为什么他们面对某一些事情很不方便、很困难呢？他们仍然能够站住呢？
Now, I'm going to embarrass somebody now.
我不想去叫你们有一些人杠杆。
I know my brother Joshua is a man with vision.
我知道我的弟兄 Joshua 他是有一个有异象的人。
And I know that he loves the Lord and his people.
我知道他爱主和属主的子民。
So yesterday, Joanna came to me and said, we need this medicine. Joshua's got it. Where's Joshua?
昨天 Joanna 就来了，就说我需要这个药。Joshua 应该有的。Joshua 现在在哪里呢？
I said Joshua's asleep.
我说Joshua 这吴弟兄是睡觉了。
Oh, we need to get the medicine.
但是我们需要这个药啊。
But we shouldn't wake him up.
但是我们不能够吵醒他。
I said no, we'll go and wake him up.
但是我说不，我们就是去吵醒他。
Because I know him.
因为我认识他。
I know what he'd want.
我认识，我知道他心里头所想要的是什么。
So I went and woke him up.
所以我就去吵醒他。
And I wasn't embarrassed.
我不感觉很尴尬。
I didn't apologize. I don't.
我也没有为这个行动道歉。
We need the medicine. He said, "Yes, there it is. Go."
我们需要这个药。他就说好啊，这个药在这里，你们就去了。
You know, if when a person's got vision, you know what direction they're going in.
所以如果你知道一个人有异象，你知道他们的朝着方向是那一个方向的。
Paul wrote to Philemon.
保罗写信给腓利门。
And he said, you know, he asked him about that slave and asked him to do look after him.
所以他就写到这个奴仆奴隶怎样去要照顾这个奴隶。
But then he said, but I know that you'll do even more than I ask.
保罗跟着说呢，我知道你会做的比我所盼望你做的，请你做的更多。
Because he knew that Philemon had vision.
因为保罗知道腓利门呢有异象。
How important is evangelism?
传福音是有多重要呢？
And how can we be effective in this, especially to our non-Christian friends?
我们在这方面，我们怎样能够有效的传福音，特别对我们的朋友？
Firstly, the gospel must be real and living and precious to yourself.
然后你才会产生对别人的得救的负担。
Then will you have any burden for someone else to be saved through the gospel?
还有你同时会觉得除了耶稣你不可能把福音给人。
And we know that except for Jesus, we cannot give anything else to others.
所以基本上我自己对福音的简单的认识是这样。
So my own simple knowledge about gospel is this.
就是当主在你身上对你是真的。
If the Lord Jesus is real to you,
在你每逢谈起耶稣的，或者在你生活中，耶稣对你是那样的宝贝的。
If Jesus is so precious to you,
那么别人能够看得出耶稣很好，我也想要。
Then others can see that Jesus is really good and they also want it.
我用一个比较靠近的比方。
Let me give you an example.
我上个星期去杭州。
Last week I went to Hangzhou.
每个人都知道杭州西湖好美。
Everyone knows that Hangzhou 西湖 is a very beautiful place.
那我也在空隙当中，当地的姐妹她们带我到西湖去走了一圈。
So some sister took me to the western lake of Hangzhou to have a look.
那因为我脚痛，所以他们是开着车在外边转了一圈。
Because I twisted my leg, so they just took me on the car trip and just going around the place.
但是我还是照了不少照片。
But I did take many photos.
在车上照的。
From the car.
然后就有个姐妹问我说：“杭州好漂亮，是吗？”
And she said, "Isn't Hangzhou a beautiful place?"
然后我就拿照片给她看。
And I show her the photos.
她说：“哎呦，好美呀！”
And they say, "Oh, beautiful, beautiful."
当她说杭州很美的时候，她跟我亲身经历到的杭州还有距离。
So when she saw the photos and said these photos show the place is very beautiful, her appreciation of that place is different to me, to my appreciation of that place.
因为她看见的是图画的美。
Because she saw the picture.The beauty of the picture.
我对杭州的认识是看见里边的鱼会跳。
But I saw Hangzhou personally and saw the fish jumping off the lake.
还有一样东西，杭州有名菜。
And Hangzhou also has a beautiful dish.
我那天还在西湖旁边吃了当地的名菜。
So I did partake of that beautiful dish, famous locally in Hangzhou.
有些杭州菜是在这里吃不到的。
Some Hangzhou dishes you could not take them, you cannot enjoy it here.
所以我在谈到我吃杭州菜的时候，我还有那种十分享受的感觉。
So when I talk about that dish, I could show my appreciation, my enjoyment of that dish.
但是你无法明白到底什么味道。
But you could not really understand what I appreciate of.
那我用这个比方在说什么呢？
Why did I use that example?
每个基督徒，我们自己必须亲身的在主的恩典当中来经历它。
Every Christian must experience God himself in their own personal experience.
他说你要尝尝主恩的滋味，你就知道他是美善。
He said, taste and see that the Lord is good.
所以当我在跟你谈杭州的时候，
So when I talk to you about Hangzhou,
你知道我真的是去过。
And you knew that I had been there.
你知道我真的是吃过。
I did eat of that dish.
你心里可能会动一个这样的思想，说，哎，有一天我也要去。
And perhaps you move within you and say, one day I want to go there.
我也要去亲自尝尝看。
I also want to personally taste of that dish.
你不会说你就再去帮我吃一次。
You won't tell me, okay, go and eat it one more time on my behalf.
你一定会说我要自己去吃一次。
You will say, I want to go there myself and eat of it myself.
我们对福音朋友就是这样。
That is what we try to tell our gospel friends.
你把你亲身经历的甜美来告诉他。
You tell them the experience of sweetness with the Lord.
他一定心里会想。
Surely in himself he said, wow.
我虽然看见这个图画很美。
Even though I saw that it's beautiful.
但是我没法进入你。吃到那个东西的感觉。
But I cannot enter into what you actually feeling when you eat of that thing.
我要亲自去尝一尝。
I need to personally taste and see.
所以我自己觉得传福音真的是你自己对主的认识的反应。
So sharing gospel is basically a reflection of your own knowledge of the Lord.
那至于有些人专门要来跟你辩论福音的道理。
If someone comes and try to argue with you about the gospel truth,
如果是处于无知的，我们可以稍微跟他讲一讲就够了。
If they are out of ignorance, we can try to just talk to them for a while.
如果他真的要证明他一定辩论赢过我。
If they try to prove that they are better, in their arguments against you,
我会马上就认输。
I will straight away say I lost.
这是我对福音朋友的一种很简单的态度。
That is my attitude towards gospel friends.
那刚才早晨说到，我们每个人主给我们一个托付，要去传福音。
This morning we talk about the Lord's given us a great commission to go and share the gospel.
为着这个缘故，你自己必须天天的活在主的恩典当中。
For that, you need to live in the reality of the Lord's grace each day.
而且让这个福音对你天天都是新鲜的。
And that the gospel should be fresh to you every single day.
然后有人遇见你的时候，你随时都可以告诉他。
Then when anyone meets you, you can share the gospel at any time.
因为你已经经历过。
Because you yourself have experienced it.
而且你正在经历中。
And you are still experiencing.
那很自然的，我相信很多人用不着争执，很快就会羡慕你的主。
And many people will not need to argue with you. Very soon they will admire your relationship with the Lord.
哪怕有些人在起先跟你非常难接受。
Perhaps in the beginning they might find it difficult to accept what you say to them.
但是至终他们会被主制服的。
But in the end they will be conquered by the Lord.
在我跟福音朋友接触的过程中，
In my encounters with gospel friends,
我觉得基本上你把真相告诉他，主就会在他心里做事。
And I believe that if you tell them the truth, the Lord himself will work in their hearts.
我遇到一个最难的就是我自己的姐姐。
I had the hardest gospel friend that was actually my sister.
我曾经跟大家讲过，有些人听过。
Some may have heard of this story.
每次我有机会见到他，叫他说你要信主哦。
Every time I met my sister, my older sister, I said to her, "You need to believe in the Lord."
她说我不信。
She said no.
然后她的理由非常非常清楚。
She has a very clear reason why not.
她说我不觉得主是慈爱。
She said I do not think that God is loving.
我也不觉得主是公平。
Or nor is he fair, being fair.
他说，弟弟啊，我知道你真的是很单纯的爱主。
He said, my dear brother, I know that you love the Lord very with a pure heart.
但是我看见你 从小就生病到老。
I say, but I see you as a sick person from your youth until now.
你的生活也从来没容易过。
And your life has never been easy.
告诉我，耶稣爱你爱在哪里？
Tell me, how did Jesus love you?
耶稣对你公平吗？
Was Jesus being fair to you?
我都心疼你，怎么他不心疼你？
I feel my heart feel aching for you. How could not Jesus feel the same?
我对我姐姐说。
And then I said to my sister,
如果没有耶稣，我根本撑不到今天。
I say, without Jesus, I would not have lasted until today.
我也会像别人一样自暴自弃，放弃所有。
I would have given up long ago, just like anyone else.
但是耶稣每天成为我的喜乐。
But Jesus himself was my joy.
虽然我的难处很多。
Even though I had much difficulties.
那可能是因为我需要。
But that's because perhaps I need it.
但是事实是恩典。比我的需要更多。
But the fact is that His grace is greater than all my needs.
主的爱比我的难处更大。
God's love is greater than my difficulties.
我相信他听进去了。
And I believe that she heard and understood.
所以当我离开他一两个月后
one or two months after I left her,
他自己到教会去了。
She herself went to the church.
他说他要受洗了。
She said she want to be baptized.
她没说什么原因。
She did not say why.
但我相信主要是她心里的难处放下了。
I think the important thing is that she was able to lay down the burden in her heart.
她不再抱怨主不公平，她不再抱怨主不慈爱。
She no longer complained that the Lord is not loving. She no longer complained that the Lord is not fair.
后来她可以很平静的离开了人间，因为她生了很长时间的病也是。
And in the end, she was peacefully depart from this world. She herself was sick for many years. And I heard that a week before she passed away,
她跟她周围的姐妹道歉。
She was able to apologize to her sisters and others around her.
凭着自己来生活是非常非常对人不起的。
She knew that she had made many mistakes in the way that she lived her life in the past.
但是主怜悯她，没有让她带着罪离开世界，而是得着主的赦免。
But the Lord was merciful to her. She was able to depart from this world peacefully without holding any grudges or have any grudges holding against her.
我真的相信主说他来就是要拯救罪人，没有一个罪人的罪太大，心太硬。
I believe the Lord Jesus did say that he come to save sinners. No one sin is greater than what he can do.
只要你坚持爱他，为他祷告，他一定主要救他。
For any sinners, if you insist on praying for that person, the Lord will save him or her.
没有问题了。
No other questions.So if you have any testimony to share, this is your opportunity. We have 15 to 20 minutes left.
如果你要上来分享见证，我们还有大概15-20分钟。
The place is yours.
把时间交给大家。